In February, the tax cuts that Congress passed in December began appearing in workers' paychecks, but you may not have noticed. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off, has taken a look. Jill, not everyone noticing, but first start with, is everyone getting a little more?
Well, not every single person, but according to the Treasury Department and the IRS, they had estimated back in January when they changed some of the withholding tables that nearly 90% of workers would actually have some increase. So maybe you have. It's just a question of how much.
Okay. And if you notice it, because I'm reading a bank rate, which, you know, the researchers who do surveys, they say of those they talk to, 24% of workers attributed a slight increase in pay to the federal tax law, but just 41% were aware of any change at all. 42% said they didn't see any difference. 12% said they couldn't say one way or the other. So who is getting a bump?
Well, I think that's important because, again, the estimates were from the Tax Policy Center that the average taxpayer would have a $1,600 reduction in 2018 in the amount of taxes they would pay. So that means that your after-tax pay would go up. But of course, most of the savings went to or is going to the nation's highest earners. So if you look at the middle, and that's defined as households earning, say, or I'm sorry, individuals earning $48,000 to $86,000, those folks should have an estimated $930. Okay, that sounds like a good chunk of money, right? It's $36 if you get paid biweekly, and maybe because it's not that much money for every single paycheck, maybe that explains some of those bank rate results because, you know, $36 in a paycheck, you don't really necessarily notice it, especially if you're getting that direct deposit every other week.
Right. Well, there are tables that you can check. And look, $36 every couple weeks for, you know, that doesn't hurt, you know. So the other advice is, you know, see if you're getting it. But if you are getting it, make sure it goes to something like paying off debt or to saving. You shouldn't be thinking, hey, I got a lot of money, I'm going to go out and spend it on stuff.
Right. I mean, that's the problem when it's a small amount is that it's sort of like you don't really think I'm going to capture this. But the certified financial planner in me must remind you that if we can automate it, that's great. So what's the first thing you want to do? You say, okay, I got to try to put this on autopilot. So maybe you just instruct your bank, pull a certain amount of money from my checking account, put it into my savings account. Let me get that emergency reserve up. Maybe you then say to your credit card company, if you're carrying a balance, pull a certain money out of that checking account, pay off that debt. If you're saving for retirement, this is a perfect time to capture that money. You're going to get a little help from Uncle Sam to save for retirement. You're going to help reduce your tax liability for next year. And don't forget, a lot of retirement plans, they have these wonderful features where you can automatically increase your contribution every year. So maybe you bump it up a little bit now and then say do another 1% next year.
Yeah, I loved how you just said in passing and put it into your emergency reserve fund, which a lot of people probably went, of which I do not have.
Uh-huh.
That you're supposed to have what, like 3 months in that you would need to spend in an emergency account.
Well, that would be if you are sort of even on the edge. I would suggest, again, because I must look at the worst case scenario constantly, 6 months of your expenses. I'm sorry, you never know when something weird or bad is going to happen. Please just try to do it. It can prevent you from doing some really dopey things.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News and host of Jill on Money, thank you.
Take care.
Don't do dopey things.